This is episode 637 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day six of a special series I'm sharing with you on a mind-body connection, how your mind and body influences your very gene expression. I am sharing a full guided meditation every day this week that I recorded 6 years ago. And in today's episode, you will discover an herb that can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. And you'll be guided in a meditation layering together all the techniques you've explored all week long. And I hope that you will enjoy this series and gain a little perspective on the mind-body connection, especially as we continue to experience COVID, the coronavirus, during this pandemic. So I invite you to perhaps meditate a little longer than you normally do, but I want to mention that the way the meditation is set up, it allows you to break off at that point that feels right for you. You may enjoy listening to the insight I share, and then you might do your own thing. You might meditate in your own way, or you might enjoy being guided through the full body relaxation. And then that might be just enough for you. Or you may enjoy sitting in stillness as you're guided, combining all the different meditation techniques from this week. And then, of course, the music will play longer so that you can go a little more deeply into inner stillness. So break off at the point that's right for you, or continue through the whole meditation. I hope you enjoy today's episode. In today's meditation, I always provide you with an herbal tea that you can try. Now, herbs can benefit you in a similar way as a meditation technique. They can help calm your mind and body. You know, for me, it started with tea. Tea slowed me down. Simply sipping a cup of tea can really slow you down and provide you with a little pause in your day. And so I always encourage you to end your meditation and ease yourself back into your day and even in your interaction with other people. And you can do that by sipping a cup of tea after your meditation, maybe writing in a journal and just reflecting on your meditation and enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. So I'm going to be sharing an herbal tea that I recommend for you for this week's series on promoting your positive gene expression. And then I'm going to guide you through a meditation, layering some of the techniques, an affirmation, a mudra, and a breathing technique together into one meditation. And then you break away from the techniques and my guidance, and then you'll meditate on your own. You'll hear the music stop, you'll hear me stop guiding you, and this is your time to immerse yourself in the stillness. Meditate just to the point where you feel like you could go a little bit longer. Leave your meditation on a high note. You should never force yourself to sit in meditation, to sit and do your time. No, always meditate just to the point where you're still really enjoying it. And so that's what I have planned for you today. So the herb that I recommend for you today for this week's Promoting Positive Gene Expression meditation series is turmeric. Now, there are so many herbs that I could recommend: tulsi, ashwagandha, cinnamon, ginger. There's so many different powerful herbs, but I chose turmeric because I think that it's a little bit of an exotic herb to capture your interest to try something new, but it's not so exotic that you can't pick it up at very likely your local grocery store or especially at a market, a natural foods market. And I recommend that you buy it, the root, the turmeric root, just like you would buy ginger root. In fact, it's often right next to the ginger root in the store where I buy it. And you prepare it in a similar way as you would prepare ginger tea. If you do that, you would take the root, and of course you'd wash it. Now, I don't peel it. I like to keep the skin on. You might want to take your skin off, but I like all the essential nutrients in the skin of the turmeric root. So I just slice it and chop it, and I boil some water, and then I steep the chopped turmeric in the water. You can add about 2 inches to like 1 or 2 cups of water, depending on how strong you like it, and just steep it with a lid on your cup or over the saucepan, wherever you're steeping the turmeric in the hot water. Steep it for about 10 minutes or however you like it to taste, and you can add a little honey if you'd like, but I just sip it like that, and it doesn't taste super sweet, but it has a nice taste. So you might try this, and I want to let you know why I chose it, because turmeric is quite a powerhouse for your health. It helps ease arthritis. Now, turmeric is very popular in a lot of Indian and dishes, and so if you eat a lot of curry, you're likely to find turmeric there. But you can use turmeric in your cooking, certainly the powdered turmeric. I add that to a lot of things, especially whenever I have rice or quinoa. I often add turmeric, almost always I add turmeric. I even add it to my lemon water in the morning. I add a dash of powdered turmeric to my hot lemon water I sip every morning. But turmeric is a spice that contains curcumin, and curcumin is a very powerful anti-inflammatory, and so it helps to reduce pain and swelling that especially is associated with arthritis. But it's also thought to help prevent colon cancer and Alzheimer's disease. These are two diseases that are on the rise, and especially in many very industrialized countries. And according to a small clinical trial at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Maryland, curcumin can help shrink precancerous lesions known as colon polyps. So if you are prone to those, which a lot of people are, especially if you don't have a lot of fiber in your diet, curcumin can really benefit it. So I encourage you to add turmeric. It's a little challenge for you. Add turmeric to your diet, powdered turmeric to your food, to your lemon water if you sip that, to alkalize your body and to help reduce inflammation in the morning. And sip it as a tea. Maybe try sipping it every afternoon for a week, and just maybe do that periodically. Maybe make it a habit where you sip turmeric tea in the afternoon. This can really benefit your health. Well, on to the meditation. I want to get you meditating so we can layer some of the meditation techniques from this week. So go ahead, settle yourself in, and sit up straight. Make sure your spine is nice and straight. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes. Keep them uplifted. This keeps your thoughts boosted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and feel it soften. Let it hang out nicely. With each inhale, feel it expand as you oxygenate your entire body. Inhaling through your nose. And exhale through your nose and feel your abdomen contract and sink back downward. Doesn't it feel great to breathe this way? Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Check in with yourself by noticing your breath. The affirmation for this week is, the answers are within me. The answers are within me. Trusting yourself. Honoring yourself. Knowing that everything you need is within you. You don't need anything outside of yourself. It's all there within you. And one of the best ways to tap into your inner wisdom is by what you're doing right now, meditation. You can repeat out loud with me a few times. The answers are within me. The answers are within me. The answers are within me. Notice how you feel. Now mentally repeat to yourself. The answers are within me. The answers are within me. The answers are within me. Whatever your struggle is, whatever you're working on, you have everything you need within you. The moment you make up your mind to trust yourself, you promote healthy gene expression for yourself and for generations that follow you. You can hold the mudra for this week, the Bhumisparsha mudra. To do this mudra, you can simply place your left palm downward on your knee or your lap. And you can kind of brush your fingers against the floor or the chair, wherever you're seated. And this connects you to the ground, to the earth. You're grounded. You're settled. And with your right palm upward on your lap, connects you to everything around you, to heaven, to everything surrounding you and your world, your environment. So you're grounded and rooted with your left hand stretched with the palm downward. Yet you're interconnected with the world around you with your right hand, the palm upward, resting on your lap. This mudra helps you to be open and expansive and to feel supported, not necessarily to feel supported by someone else, but to feel supported with your own inner strength, you feel that as you hold this mudra. Eyes uplifted, jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed. We're going to do the instant Om breath. Your breath is one of the most powerful ways to calm instantly your mind and body. You can do this breath, one of my most requested breathing techniques. It's easy to do. You can do it to help you fall asleep beautifully. I have email after email of people who use it to sleep with great success and to help calm you when fear and self-doubt creep in. This is a technique where you'll inhale to the count of four, hold your breath to the count of four, and exhale to the count of four, and we'll do it four times. I'll guide you through the counting for the first few rounds so you can see what kind of a pace to keep. If breathing or holding your breath to the count of four is a little too much, reduce it just to the count of two. If you work on this breath for a week or two, I encourage you to do it to a count of 8 or 12. Any point, if you feel dizzy, simply resume your natural breath. Jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed, eyes uplifted. Inhale to the count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Very nice. Go deeper into your own inner stillness. And if your mind wanders, bring it back to one of the meditation techniques. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.